Unbreakable Rogues, good morning. Great morning. My name is Roberto and I am the Unbreakable Rogue. Half week, half, you know, it's Wednesday, April 10 of 2024. The fastest 20-minute podcast in the history of the world. 20 minutes of high power content, which, by the way, you can follow me on Instagram and at Unbreakable Rogue, YouTube at Unbreakable Rogue. And hopefully you're doing great. Get ready for whatever the case might be. So the word today is marinated, to win. You know, it's like when you're ready to go and the 4th of July is coming, right? I mean, in a few months, right? And, you know, you're ready. You're already maybe thinking, oh, I'm going to cook this year some barbecue ribs, some the brisket. And we spend a lot of time thinking about all this stuff and how we're going to marinate it and how, or, you know, if you're ready to go on basically. When you get close to Christmas, we're thinking about, you know, doing the, you know, the turkey and this. We marinated the holidays, right? You know, you think, I mean, who's going to come this year for Thanksgiving, for Christmas? And we always think, even in advance, I'm not. When and how are we going to spend those holidays? Do we really deserve a day off, right? So, okay, so we need to, you're marinated, right? You're preparing, right? I have a good friend of mine that he actually makes probably the best lamb curry. And he marinates the meat for probably a day and a half. And man, he moved to Las Vegas and I missed it because if you don't know how to cook lamb, either you know how to do it or you, I mean, it is really, really tricky meat to actually cook. So I just leave you like that. My best dish in my killer pico, right? A pico de gallo, the salsa, you know, with the cilantro, the, you know, the lime, and I put my little tweak, my little, you know, recipe, right? So my pico is always the go-to snack in every gathering. Hey, man, could you bring your pico, man? It's because I know how to marinate, right? I know how to prepare it. So it's like, man. And every time people ask me the recipe, but every time people ask me, can you bring it, right? So it's like, dude, it's so easy to make. But for some reason, it is. But it's the same thing happened to us. How are we marinating our lives? You know, how are we preparing in our daily basis? And I got up in the morning today and I went to the gym and I went to the, you know, stationary bike, and I was like, I haven't done that literally in a long, long time. And I was just like, I felt so good. And just like, you know what? I need to keep marinating my legs. I got to prepare. This year I'm turning 50, right? I've been 3 years sober. You have no idea how happy I am because my body is, I think the 50 is the new 20, because the longer I've been in this planet, obviously the humble I become, but the more action I'm taking to think, hey, if I don't marinate my body in a way that I want, then I'm never going to be reaching the, you know, the good 70 mark or the 80 mark. So I'm doing it for myself. I'm not doing like, oh my God, you know, you're looking, man. I'm literally, when I'm turning 80 and a 50-year-old looks at me, and I was like, man, I did a work a few years ago and with an old lady, right? So I became, I was, going helping, senior citizens to, mow the lawn, and just maybe they needed a prescription. So I was around a lot of folks, right? So. And that was particular in this lady's house. And I said, well, my son is coming later on. Maybe he can help me, to move whatever. When the son, I said, well, yeah, how old is your son? I said, and that was probably about maybe 3 years ago. I mean, my son is, I think he's about your age. He said, oh, okay. When the son shows up that afternoon, I was shocked. I was like, OMG. He looked like he was like 75 years old. He's like, man, I don't want to look like that. That is for sure. when I tell people my age, she's like, "Why me?" Because I always try to look for myself. You know, I was like, man, because I've been marinated. You know, I made a lot of mistakes along the way. And now I cannot let myself. I went to the gym. I'm studying for my real estate license. So I put my headphones and I was walking to the neighborhood, man. And I was walking I'm 100% remotely. So I'm so pumped up because you can see me live, and I'm going to do a bunch of lives on Instagram. I'm going to do a bunch of lives on my private group on Facebook, but pretty much it is my time, right? It is my time, because the healthier I become, the more I can help people. Of course, I'm helping myself to become, you know, more and more extended my, my longevity, right? And I bought a few that I'm grabbing the book right now, as a matter of fact, because I'm going to start following that book on to the T. It's called the Ayurveda, right? Ayurveda is an approach to health and well-being. And with a foreword by Deepak Chopra, right? The wonderful healing potential to offers, like the foods you take, like, you know, how cultures, like my grandmother died, my grandma died a long time ago, and she was 103, but she spent decades going to India to with this guru, and pretty much find herself. And that's funny because, I mean, not funny, every time, she was the light of the family. When you see all those gatherings, everybody was sitting, around our grandma, because she had that energy. So she spent decades to marinate her life in a way that she was not only feeling good about herself, so she can actually, when my grandma never, she was never about, cars or money. She was so unique, put together, that if you see her on the street, I mean, you wanted to give her a hug. She was always clean. She had this personality of calmness, right? So if you're not studying the new technology, which is, I think, the new rich, it is more of freedom, or do whatever you want to do, help more people, and obviously as well, income as well, abundant. The world, God wants you to be abundant. You know, I want to be abundant, right? So, but in the process of to accomplish all of that, you got to accomplish certain tasks to the day, to life, to years, and sometimes decades, right? I think at 50, I'm just getting started, right? So, because I went through a lot of things, 3 years ago, and I'm like going to a change. Like, I'm closing a lot of doors, but a lot of doors are opening, which means I'm closing the gap for me to be delicious to the world, if you mean, and I don't know, sounds a little creepy, right? But so you can be a part of this universe. So you are helping someone else. So you are actually accomplishing something to when you pick up something in the ground and to it to the trash, when you're helping somebody maybe to change a tire, all of those situations you are marinating to life, to success, how do you spend your time at night? Like, literally, I got up at 3, I've been waking up at 3:30, 3:40, every morning, and I just spend time with my wife. We drink up a coffee, I read my Bible, and just prepare for the day, right? After she leaves, I go back to bed and meditate. Actually, I can lay down. I've been laying down, something's in bed, something on the floor, and I meditate for another 45 minutes to an hour. Because me being 100% remotely, I literally shaved almost 3 hours of my time. Have you realized that 3 hours, it is a lot of time? Now I can use 1 hour to spend with myself and complete that cycle. I'm completing right now, me be turning 50, I'm closing a cycle of life. I mean, dude, it's half a century. Half a century, I'm just like thrilled. You know, that's funny because I have a bunch of friends on, you know, on Facebook, on Instagram, and they're like, oh, I'm like 30, you know, like I'm 29. I'm like living my life, my best life ever. Like, say, no, you don't. You still a freaking kid. You haven't gone through a lot of situations where you're like, oh, so all these folks they're gonna encounter, you know, the older they get, a lot of folks that are on the Instagram, they kind of make me laugh because I see, no, you will see you like. Like I was a huge fan of the late Betty White. She was 98 years old, and that lady probably kicked a lot of all these ladies' ass. He said, look, you know, you're not a goat, don't you? You're like 90. When you continue to help other people for 10, 20, 30, 40 years, and you're like, hey, you know what? I'm here, and all these guys, I mean, you'll see a lot of bunch of influencers and musicians that they are going to die because of drug abuse, because bunch of legal issues, and you'll see all these guys disappear out of this world. We're gonna die, you know. I'm gonna die, right? But while I'm here in this earth, I gotta be so smarter than ever to maintain my sanity, doing marinating my life into a different world. You know, I'm calling that job that I'm gonna sell. So look, you know, I ain't coming. I took some days off, and I say I'm coming. My body cannot take. I'm closing the circle. So how many circles are you closing to finally go to the next level? I always talk to go to the next level on the daily basis, on the weekly basis, and just like organize your life. And it's like at some point, one of my old trainers, Bob Safra, used to say, hey, at some point you gotta be sick and tired, and that's when you start producing, that's when you start changing and charging. We used to have this said, changing and charging. We used to go to this resort in literally in the middle of nowhere in Farmington, Pennsylvania. The resort, it is actually called Nemacolin. If you look it up, it is a very private community with, you know, condos and huge mansions that this dude from actually 84 Lumber created for himself, and he created this massive property. And now, obviously, subdividing. These guys are real estate developers, and they sold obviously tons of price. I mean, there is like a small animal. There's like a small zoo over there, and they have this like kind of like this gaming area. They have rock climbing, and they have. You can go and there's like they have a little track that you can actually, if you have a Humvee or a Jeep, you can just go in the like and do some off-road, and I'm telling you, it's so stinking good. So every 2 years we used to gather with those folks to just kind of do a networking and to train about our, you know, the insurance business and all these leaders, and there was a huge competition. One day we're just gathering, I believe like the second day there were like competitions. I mean, and there was so like team building activities. I mean, that was the best. I did it for two times, and it was so good. I literally missed that. And right now I'm getting a community where I can go back and do all those activities, because it really builds you up. It really marinates that, puts that ability for you to accomplish new things, to do better things with your time. You gotta be around people. And someone mentioned, I don't know who was it a few days ago, and like, you gotta be around. Actually, was it at my church, one of the pastors, and no one cannot succeed alone. You gotta be around other people that they're gonna marinate your life. They're gonna help you succeed. They're gonna help you accomplish better things. They wanna connect you with the next business owner that you need. Maybe you need some stuff that you need to accomplish. So we have to marinate our lives in a daily basis since the hour we wake up, and like in the middle of the day, like literally after I finish my lives and do what I have to do, I'm gonna sit for probably about 10 minutes and do an exercise breathing, and I'm just gonna continue my day. At the middle of the day, I have a 15-minute break, so I'm gonna do for about 7 minutes. I'm gonna just huddle, breathe, get up, and do another exercise breathing, and stop. In my lunchtime, I'm gonna do another break, because I am marinating my life. I gotta put a new schedule within my business, within what I had to do. So it's like uninterrupted. Like I gotta do this thing. I'm building a new habits. It's got to be 90 days, like boom, boom. Because I'm not allowing myself to become comfortable again, right? So I got to build a new relationship. I got to build a new community. I got to be around a different community. I've been just literally changing the circle. I'm closing the circle. Today is going to be a great day because I'm closing a circle. And it's around an unimaginable decade that is coming for me for the next 10 years. The next 5 years, I think, are going to be amazing. And the next 15 years are going to be just phenomenal. Because when I go back if I want to go back on time, because I can, I just see what I did 50 years ago. I'll be like, no, what I did 50 years ago ain't going to happen the next 50. It's like I'm reborning again. I'm gonna feel like a new kid at 50. I'm gonna be a new kid. I'm gonna be like, what do I need to do to become even a better person? You know, how many podcasts do I need to, you know, my podcast, and how many people can I help? And I'm putting more stuff on paper, and I'm writing more my journals, and it's just like it's a complete body transformation. I'm, you know, go back to what I did when I was in the financial services business. I got to rebuild my what we call them the CCMP, which is a clear, concise mental picture, like your dream world, your dreams, and you put your car, the house, and just kind of like, man, I miss that. I miss all of that, because no one can succeed alone. You can. I can't. I got to be around. You know, my wife, she's a superstar. My goal is to retire my wife this year. So I'm like, I don't have time to waste. And neither do you. You don't have time to waste. We don't have to spend any other time to do things that we don't want to do. I mean, we got to eliminate relationships like in de facto, like today. I mean, even if you need to change your number, even if you need to pack yourself and move to another city, that's what we did. And even though I'm in a position that much, much better, but I got to do more work, because guess what? The location that we're in, the location that we're in costs more money. Guess what? We gotta make more money, right? We gotta help more people. That's a blessing, because once you upgrade, you know, it's going to cost you more. But at the same time, I'm excited because now I can help more people. I'm going to have more time for planning. I'm going to have time more that I can take care of myself and my family. And that is going to be, I think the next 50 years are going to be out of this world. They're going to be phenomenal. So anyway, so have a good afternoon. Have a good day. You can go and the channel and subscribe to the YouTube channel on Breakable Rogue, and on Instagram. And I'm going to do a bunch of lives, and I'm super, super, super excited. We have obviously this private group that I close into. It's going to be a very, very private community. But you can just get yourself there. You know, there's a lot of content. And if you are in the real estate business, there's a website that is this podcast that I love, is the Bigger Pockets podcast. If you're in real estate, go and these guys are. I was listening to this chick yesterday. Wow. I mean, what a phenomenal content out of these people, right? Because you got to contribute. You got to contribute, and you got to do collaborations. That's how you grow your business. You got to collaborate. That's part of the marination. So marinate your, so how you marinated your life, your soul, and your spirit. Have a good day. Have a good afternoon. Go help somebody that can never repay you. I'll talk to you guys later.